Latest estimates put the number of gray wolves in Wisconsin at 323. The wolf population has been growing in the western Great Lakes and northern Rocky Mountain regions to the point where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to change the wolf from endangered status to a less protective threatened one. That would match the designation for Minnesota's gray wolves. The change would make it easier for state, tribal, and federal agents to kill wolves that prey on a lot of pets or livestock. Ron Refsnyder of the Fish and Wildlife Service predicts another 25 wolves might be killed in Wisconsin and Michigan put together.
On an annual basis, wolf populations in those two states are growing at about 20% a year. So taking 4% away from that growth isn't going to appreciably reduce the recovery of those two populations.
For the time being, at least, the reclassification will not allow for a public wolf hunting season or allow landowners to shoot wolves on their own. But maximum federal fines for illegally killing wolves will drop 75% to $25,000. The Wisconsin DNR praises the federal decision, saying the state has had a wolf management plan ready for some time. Nina Fassione of Defenders of Wildlife says Wisconsin and Michigan have done a good job, but she says the federal decision basically gives up on returning the gray wolf to more of its original U.S. range.
Scientists have done studies of additional areas in the United States that could indicate it could hold twice as many wolves as they have now, in other words, up to 8,000 wolves. So we applaud what the service has done to date, and we don't want to see them stop the job before it's finished.
Federal officials have also announced they'll begin the process of getting the gray wolf completely off protected status within the next few years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.